Now, what we're going to do is we're going to look at put downs. You know what a put down is? That's a nasty and unproductive criticism such as, "You so fat," or "I'm surprised that any man looks at you," or "You are just plain stupid." Put downs. You know, we put up with this all the time. Patterns within the relationship. You don't need to talk with each other like that. If she's so fat or if he's so fat, what you do is you go, all you have to do is just get up on Saturday mornings, let a cousin or somebody come by and take the kids. Or you can take the kids with you and just go walking. Just go walking through the park. Get some little tennis shoes for the kids, put them in, and just go walking through the park. Another way that you can find some patterns of relationships that have turned sour is in being manipulative or disrespectful. An example is when a man tells you to meet him at a dance and then he ignores you the whole evening. Or when a man or a woman tells you to meet you at the restaurant and you go there and you don't even talk with her. Most likely, you be feeling all paranoid as you confront him. See, this is a shame. You ought not feel these ways. This is not what we as believers need to be or need to do. It ought not be that way. How about volatile language? We have marriage relationships that's full of that kind of language. That's yelling and making threats at each other. Cursing and anger, that's aggressive behavior that should not be tolerated. I think that's a little bit that goes on in the relationship when I was talking with this man at the church. Because I know his wife. And I know what she was before she became a Christian. You know, you have a tendency to fall back into that volatile language. And that's how, guys, I just got to tell you, that's how some of these gals are ruling the day. Some of these gals are ruling the day because they'll come back on you like that. And then you're wondering, how can she, as a Christian, have this kind of language around me? Very easy. Because you tolerate it, brothers. Lucy, God bless her sweet life, never cursed at me and I never cursed at her. Now, I know some sisters that get to cussing in a minute, cussing all in front of their children, not only cuss at their spouse, but will cuss me out. Oh, yeah, I know, will cuss me out. Cuss me out and then get everybody in their purview to laugh at me as they cuss me out, because that's how they keep their friends. They, you know, they hold their friends hostages by that kind of behavior. Well, you know, I'm not impressed. And when somebody attempts to cuss me out, I just say, hey, man, I'm looking at what is. You know, looking at a heathen, understanding that a heathen's got to be a heathen, and a heathen can't manipulate or operate in nothing else but his own heathendom. So that's what I'm looking at. So what else is new? Don't feel bad if somebody curses you out. Don't ever do that. Don't ever feel bad if they do that. Remember, that is a person being what they are. All right, how about sending mixed messages? All right, the man who first says that he wants to break up and then he tries to initiate an intimate relationship. You know what? There's a man or a woman that's in an emotional tailspin. Hey, bro, man, how you doing? Bro, man just walked in the studio here. Little fella just woke up. See, he think his life ain't nothing but sleeping all day long, fella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now you got to wait until I'm ready to do what I have to do. No, don't come over here. You should see him, friends. So sending mixed messages. How about this? Being undependable. In other words, that's someone who doesn't call as promised. Someone that constantly breaks dates or meetings with you. Or this person that shows up when he says that he is unlikely to change his pattern anytime soon. See, you got to be careful because once, if you're dating the person and they manifest this kind of behavior, and then you get into the habit of you thinking that you're going to marry this person, what makes you think this person is going to change? They're not going to change. That's why I tell individuals that marry these individuals, I say, you knew what you was marrying when you married it. It's no big thing. Gee whiz. But you know, most people don't believe that. They don't believe that. All right. Let's talk about what negative patterns look like. Because everyone is searching for a love that's very unique as an individual. And too many men and women are selecting mates based upon superficial standards of beauty and attractiveness rather than the internal characteristics of values that holds the relationships together and makes it endure. Well, you have to recognize a bit of this for yourselves, and don't be alarmed at what I'm going to share with you, but the most common mistake that men make is, check this out. And you need to know this. Let's deal with it. The most common mistake that men make is they have this idea, I'll save you. Although their intentions may be benevolent, the man who continually champions underdogs generally has his own unresolved psychological issues. In other words, if a man thinks that he marries a woman because in marrying that woman, he is going to inevitably save that woman, maybe from himself, or save that. No. Christ is the one that saves us. We don't get together for that. The drive to assume the burden of someone else's hurt may be a way of affirming one's own identity and power. But in the end, however, saviors are doomed to be disappointed. Although true soulmates can inspire each other, no one can expect to fix up a woman or a man who is not self-aware and ready to change. You see, and that is a part of the big problem in our lives. What we're trying to do is we're trying to fix up a woman like that. Here's another one. I've got it going on, and you are best to do what I say. Well, no, you know, pretty boys typically use this because they think that they look good. And so, see me, I got it all going on, so you need to listen to me. Although these pretty boy types are not prepared to take full responsibility of their own lives at times, because they think that their pretty boy aspect is going to be able to carry them through. Often they fly off the handle at any hint of disapproval. If any of you women have married a pretty boy, you know what I'm talking about. There's one, I won't mention his name because some folk may listen to me, may know who I'm talking about. But the boy is a good-looking dude. He's good-looking, nice hair, nice features. Man, drive a nice car, dress in nice clothes. Boy is fine. And he got so many girlfriends. Every time I see him, he's with a different girl. And he is just so self-confident that, you know, the women, he said, I'll always have me a woman. Yeah. You got this kind of disposition, take it or leave it. In other words, some men exploit the man shortage by defining the terms of all of their relationships, refusing to compromise or to commit, and offering women no alternatives. In other words, it's me or nothing. You better take me now, baby. You don't want to let this go. Sweetheart, don't be that low in your own self-assessment. And take a dude like that. The message is clear. Either do it my way or I walk. That's what he's saying. I'm telling you. Here's another one. I look for sparks to fly when I meet a woman. Be careful of a man like that. See, the man's trying to get you undressed. Man's trying to lay you out. And all he's trying to... poor fella. He's really twisted. If I were a woman, I would be the last woman that man would ever meet. See, some men invest an awful lot and a lot of energy in pursuing the fantasy of an ideal lover. than doing the hard work to sustain something that endures. And that's what you want, brothers. You want a woman that is going to endure or stay there with you through the long haul, not just in your early 20s or early 30s, but you want someone to be there with you when you go into your 50s, when sickness comes, when you get laid off the job, when you have to move back in an apartment out of a house. You want somebody that's going to be able to appreciate rice and beans as well as the steak and eggs. Ah, the long haul man, the long haul woman. See, because these kinds of individuals that we look for today, you know, it's a TV type. You know, you want a makeover, a house makeover, a life makeover. And the man is saying, baby, I'm going to make you over and you're going to make your man over and all that. You know, you idiots that believe in a TV mentality are out of your mind. Once you get into the real hardcore issues of living with another human being and putting up with their mess, you will find out what that is all about. Indeed, trust me, trust me, trust me. Let me get this phone call. Into the Word, how can I help you?
I'm sorry, I had the wrong number.
All right. There it is. I get phone calls all the time. I know you got the wrong number, girl. Hang up. Here's one. I cannot make it without you. Look, ladies, men that are helpless, insecure, and dependent upon a woman are often raised by overprotective mothers who never emphasize the importance of being self-sufficient. We call these guys mama's boys. They tend to latch on greedily to lovers or women who mother them just as their own parent did. They are passive and childlike, typically making demands and sulking when they don't get their own way. Well, I know some men like this. They do not understand the art of assertive communication and avoid direct confrontations for fear of driving away that partner upon whom they rely so heavily upon. Some even call their wives and girlfriends mom and mommy. Have you ever seen a married man say, hey, moms, what's for dinner tonight? See, it's a crazy kind of a thing. Then you got some men that just say, don't ask no questions. I like this. Some men deliberately maintain distance from their women with whom they become involved, and we call them ice men. Listen to this, ladies. Because they are mysterious about their activities, guarded about their feelings, and extremely reluctant to explore particular emotional issues. Icemen feel that it's important to be in control, but they are often out of touch with their own underlying needs. Icemen were often feared and reserved. Icemen were often reared in reserved families that did not express affection openly. Oh, yeah. Now, you're going to find a lot of men like this. See, I'm not an ice man. I've never been an ice man. Somebody asks me a question, I give you the answer. You may not be able to deal with the answer. You may not want to hear the answer, but I'm going to give it to you. Sure enough, son, because you asked me. Because they lack models of open warmth, ice men also often fear that admitting feelings, allowing others to exploit them. As a result, they mistake emotional reserve for a sign of strength. In other words, if I don't say anything, then I'm a strong man. No, see, basically what you're doing is you're hiding out. You're hiding out. So if you're an ice man and you think that's cool, and, you know, that's why, you know, you see a lot of these gang member mentality dudes, they get married and they're going to become ice men to their women. Now, the opposite of Iceman is I'm Mr. Independent. Mr. Independent thinks himself as self-sufficient, but he is uncomfortable depending upon others for anything. In other words, a self-sufficient man, no, he's about to lose the house, but he ain't even going to call nobody and try to get any advice, let alone ask his wife. And she's in the real estate marketing business. Because he is so protective of his autonomy that his partner may feel that she is not valued and she cannot make a meaningful contribution to his life. In other words, if you marry an I am an independent man, ladies, that's just about as bad as being married to the Iceman. Don't ask me questions.